Static.
Hey everybody, this is Bob, the Static Show. Miles is doing the intro there. That was his rendition of the intro.
I am Michael Winslow.
Yeah, you're Michael Winslow, all right.
That's our new intro. I'm just going to do it every week, and I will try to improv it.
Yeah, okay. I don't think that's going to go over well, but...
All right.
I think you left out a few bits. There's a whole touch tone phone thing, and there's a man laughing and a woman laughing, and
I never really understood that. Yeah, I don't know who these people are actually. Or...
Well, you have to understand that I made that over almost 15 years ago, before we even really recorded it much. So.
Yeah,
it's a abstract piece of art in and of itself.
Yeah.
So it sounds a little bit different because I am traveling for work. I've got kind of this thing rigged up right now with my iPad and my iPhone, and I'm recording Miles. And hopefully it'll work out. That's why we didn't have the music, and I was being lazy because I'm like, I'd splice it in. Well, that's why I asked Miles to, you know, do his rendition of it. So I should be more supportive. But
and he is so lazy, he's actually doing the show in the nude tonight. So
almost, I will tell you, I contemplated calling you right away before. Putting my pajamas on and telling you that I was putting my pajamas on, so.
I think you just lay in there with just some Crocs on, and that's it.
That's right, I just got some Crocs.
Hey, Miles, what are you doing?
Just got some Crocs on.
Just got some Crocs on, just,
yeah. No, I have some, sweatpants on or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired. It's been a long day.
Tired?
Yeah.
Been traveling a lot?
No, I haven't been traveling a lot. I traveled for personal reasons, and now I'm back to work traveling a little bit here, so.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'll have to travel much after this for a while. We'll see. But anyhow.
Yeah.
Had a very long day, and I'm glad to be off my feet, so. You know?
Yeah, what's the in-room movie tonight, you think? What's your choices there?
I don't know. I haven't even had a chance to look at it, to be honest with you.
I think it's like the first thing you check out when you get in the room. Like, come on.
I haven't been in here too long, so.
Yeah, well, come on. You check that. Come on, really.
No, I don't. I don't check the in-room movie. Typically, I do watch TV, but I usually put it on, like, Discovery Channel or one of those kind of things. And then I read a lot of, you know, email and internet crap. So, you know, I don't really, I'm not, it's not, everybody thinks, you know, if you travel a lot, they all have this, like, you know, crazy notion that it's like a big vacation or something. Oh, yeah. You get to travel. You're going on, it's like a vacation. You're at a resort, you know? It's like, no. I pretty much am either having to deal with someone or talk to someone or listen to someone for most of the day. And then when I get back to the room, I'm so happy that nobody's in here. You cannot believe it. I'm torturing myself by talking to you tonight, but it's a regular gig.
I got a damn podcast. I just want to go to sleep. I just want to go to sleep.
Oh, I just want to have a little bit of alone time, you know what I mean?
5 minutes alone, no.
You know, because everybody's, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a piece of you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
So... It's it can be exhausting, I'll put it that way.
Right.
I've only had a few times you know, but probably like 90% of my travel involves me having to be, you know, on for work, and then 10% of the time that I've traveled over my career where I can kind of just take it easy, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it is not, I have rarely had a lot of fun on these kind of events. So now my old boss, he retired, and now every once in a while when I would go with him, it was always one of two things. You were either doing all the work, right, which is not fun,
right,
or he would, you know, do something fun. So he would figure out fun things to do, and he'd figure out ways to get out of work so that you could go do the fun things. And so that happened every once in a while. So
that's me.
Yeah, like one time, he somehow convinced them to pay for us to go to the Consumer Electronics Show, which was fun. I talked about that. Remember that?
Yeah,
that's been about 7 years ago.
Yeah, I wish I would have went to that, man.
Yeah, and so he—I don't know how he got that, but he retired about 4 years ago. So there's not been a lot of fun times. That, or he would be drinking. So that was the other thing. He would love to go drinking.
Nice.
Well, I mean, he was a happy drinker.
Yeah.
So
I think I'd be like that guy. Like, come on, let's just go do something, man.
Well, he would do. I mean, we would work, you know, a long time and everything. But he would always be like, "I'm going to go to a movie."
Yeah.
You want to go to a movie? And I'm like, no. I want to go to sleep. He's like, I'm going to go to the movie. I want to go see that Iron Man movie. I'm like, okay. Tell me how it goes.
I'd hang out with this guy.
Oh, I know you would. You guys would be, you'd get along great. He was the master of, if anything was like going down that was bad.
Yeah.
He could disappear. He was like a ghost. You know what I mean? Something would happen, and he'd be standing there by you.
And special
like,
ops.
It starts to get a little tense or something, or somebody's starting to look for somebody to blame.
Yeah.
Gone. Poof. I'd be like, hey, where'd he go?
Where's Roger?
Yeah, exactly. He was gone, and so it was always funny.
Yeah.
Because he was so good at it, you know.
Yeah.
But that's why, you know. If you work someplace for 45 years, I guess you develop these skills. I don't know. Yeah,
that's a long time, shit.
Yeah, he had the skill set. So he was like you. He could scam things. He could disappear when he wanted to. He could, you know.
I went on a business trip once with a bunch of old men. And the second it was over, these guys literally ran next door to the strip club.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I couldn't even catch these guys.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, hey, I got to go take a piss. Hold on. And they were gone.
They're like, let's dump this chump.
What's that?
Wasn't that one of your shows?
Yeah, so it was a show a long time ago, honey. Yeah. My wife's listening. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hello.
She's critiquing the show, yes.
No, just your part.
So, but, yeah, he was the king of all that kind of good stuff.
I'd party with that dude, man.
Oh, well, he's still alive. You can, if you come to town or something, I could introduce you.
Like him, I'd be like, hey, let's go see a movie or something, man.
Yeah, he always wanted to go out and do stuff. We went and saw the, when we were in, at the Consumer Electronics Show, he was always trying to be, you know, he didn't want to seem inappropriate necessarily. But
yeah.
We stayed at the Tropicana. I don't know if I've told you about this. I think I have, but the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas?
Yes.
Okay, and so they have the La Caja Fall, right? So that's the big show.
Mm-hmm.
And they have two versions. There's the topless version and the non-topless version.
Okay.
And so he's like, you know, we're here at the, you know, Tropicana. La Cage aux Folles, it's famous. We should go see it. I said, oh, sure, I'd love to go see it. He's like, well, you know, when do you want to go? And I go, I don't care, whatever you think is good. And he's like, do you care if it's topless? No. So he gets it, so we go to the topless show.
Sweet.
Yeah. He didn't want to seem inappropriate, but he wanted to go to the topless show, so...
Bob Lamont made me go. I didn't want to go.
Yeah, that's probably what he told his wife. Because, I mean, we had a choice. I said, yeah, get whatever. I don't care. He said, I'll get the tickets. I'm like, that's fine. You know, I'll pay you back. And so he runs down to the desk and gets tickets or whatever and calls him up. And we go see the show. Topless show. I'm like, well, this is interesting. It's a little odd for me to be... You know, like
a lot of those women kind of like small though, like a small cup though, or
they look big enough to me from where I was at. So, I mean, they weren't.
I just wondering.
They weren't like flopping around or anything, but
yeah,
that's probably better if you ask me. So
yeah,
you know, everybody was very fit, very fit. Group,
like C cup or,
you know, I couldn't tell. I wasn't in the cheap seats, but we were like right in the middle.
Because you're kind of in the know about such things. Yeah.
I will tell you, they had good lighting. Because you could tell. Oh, there goes the iPad again. It's gonna make that noise. Yeah, you could tell there. Their boobs are out.
They're okay. Did they come out right away, or do you got to go sit through like half the show? And
oh, no. Out? Right out of the gate. It's a topless show. Right,
the audience and
right
ask people
from the very beginning. Dang it, this stupid thing keeps falling.
Did they ever ask one of the audience and ask anyone to dance or anything? Or?
You know, I don't recall that, but maybe they did in the front row, but we were in the middle, so...
Yeah.
The weirdest thing is, I mean, it's all these, it's not all just, you know, people like yourself. It's like married guys with their wives, and we were sitting by this couple. It was just kind of weird.
I'm here with my niece.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a famous, it is a famous show, but I just thought, you know, this is interesting, but... It was enjoyable, but it would have been more enjoyable had I not been crammed in with, like, everybody's aunt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
It's kind of weird whenever Grandma Noonie is right across the table from you and you're oogling these topless women, so.
Are you looking at what I think you're looking at?
Yeah.
No.
My breast used to look like that. So, anyway. I really didn't have a story this week. Only thing I had was today, I was traveling, so I stopped for lunch. And I was at this Chick-fil-A, because I like Chick-fil-A, but... So I was at... The Chick-fil-A, and it was really, really busy.
Yeah.
And so I went and sat in the only spot that I could find that was somewhat away from people.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was right next to a, like, some kind of preschool field trip. So there's all these little kids and all the booths.
Yeah,
and then I'm at a table across the way there.
Yeah.
And then all I could think about was that stupid picture you posted on Facebook. If you go onto Facebook and look up Miles, he posted a picture. It said Bob Lament's Stranger Danger Camp or something like that. And I had this guy who looked very gay, just to be blunt. He was wearing a purple shirt and striped pants and striking a pose that was quite, you know, homosexual looking. And it was all these, like, village people dressed children. And he had the caption, Bob Laments Stranger Danger Camp, and had identified people in it. And so,
oh my God.
I'm like, now here I am sitting with a bunch of preschoolers trying to eat my Chick-fil-A. You know what I mean? I was just like, this is a little bit... Well, I couldn't sit anywhere else. There's no place else to sit. I thought about just going through the drive-thru, but I'd already ordered, and I'm like, well, screw it. I'll just sit here.
You know, the funny part is one of those kids is my brother-in-law.
Oh, jeez. That was his camp? Oh, my God.
I can't go into details, unfortunately, but yes.
Yeah, I wonder where you got that picture at. It's a good picture.
Yeah, I know. My wife showed it to me, like, from a distance. I go, what is that? She goes, wait, you have to see this. Hold on. I'm like, okay, what? I'm like, oh, my God. It looks like Mick Jagger's camp for
me. Yeah, no kidding.
It's like some Mick Jagger pose going on. Like,
yeah, he's really strutting there.
Yeah, he's got like some matching ensemble going on. I mean, this.
Yeah. Some Puerto Rican girls just dying to meet you. Yeah, so I'm just like, I just thought of that, and I'm like, these poor children.
Hey, kids, who wants to be the sailor?
I was waiting for, who's the dude on NBC or whatever?
Oh, Brian Williams?
No, the Catch a Predator guy.
Oh, Chris Hansen, yeah.
Yeah, I waited for Chris Hansen to do a takedown on me there.
Hey, Bob? Why don't you move those fries? I'm going to sit next to you here. And we're going to talk.
We're going to talk, yeah. Let me have a couple of these waffle fries. Thank you.
Why did you choose to sit here? You could have sat anywhere, but you sat right here.
Because there's no seats.
Okay. So, oh, my
gosh. Yeah, so I appreciate that, Miles. Thank you.
Oh, my God. That picture is not to be believed. Yeah, that thing is too funny.
That's a good picture.
You know, I'm going to share it on the Static Radio webpage.
Do you want me to? Or you want to do it, or you want me to do it?
You can do it, yeah, because you're tired and you need something to do. So.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks. So, so anyway, that was my only thing, but I heard you had something. Do you have something to report on Nerds in the Corn or whatever?
Yes, I... Dude, why are you shaking me off on this? What? Yeah, so I was getting to that. Yeah, I was trying to. Well, my wife was trying to give me, like, don't tell that or something. I'm like, what?
Don't talk about your underwear and your stripes.
Yeah, I have plenty of that, thank God. Yeah.
Don't talk about your sergeant stripes and your underwear.
Miles Jr. bailed on me tonight. He so wanted to be on last night, and then he bailed on me tonight. Yeah.
Oh, you mean last week?
No, I mean tonight. He wanted to be really on bad tonight, and then some girl texted him, and then he's like, I gotta go.
Yeah, well, hey, can you blame him? Come on.
Come on, I mean, you don't, the show before hoes, man.
Okay. I would, I don't, that's probably not true.
That's probably not true. No, that's not true. But anyway, so long story short is, you know, he's been setting up something on YouTube, you know, his own thing, da 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 da, which is fine. And so the other day I had nothing to do. I got on YouTube and innocently was watching some music videos that I enjoy.
Among other things.
Yeah.
And sometimes it suggests other things. They give you, like, little subcategories to the right, you know, that suggest, oh, you want to watch this and that, and...
Yeah.
And it said something about the 10 sexiest videos.
Oh, well, there you go. You can't not watch that.
so I had to watch that. I had to.
Right, well, it just basically just came right up on the screen. You didn't even hardly have to touch anything.
Oh, it came okay. Yes, it did. Because I was hoping, you know, Love in an Elevator would be in there, which is not.
Yeah, well, that's. I don't think Steven Tyler is considered sexy, so.
The girls in the... No, not Steven Tyler. The girls in the thing, man. Video.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
Jeez. So anyway, you know, and then there's this thing like, you know, the 10 hottest movie MILFs, you know?
So wait a minute. Hold on a second. You were watching innocent music videos.
Right,
The 10 sexiest, and then there was movie MILFs.
The 10 sexiest movie MILFs, okay. Maybe Ferris Bueller's mom will be in here. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
you
I don't think that's going to happen.
And, you know, so I watched that and I thought, hey, it's been a while since I watched Girls on Film.
Oh, right. The Duran Duran one. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I watched that innocently. I forgot it was a little provocative.
It was fairly provocative at the time, I recall.
Yeah, then I kind of remembered that as it went on with the two girls.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you remembered it later.
And then I finally wrap it up with the, you know, that song by Robin Thicke, you know. You're a good girl.
I don't know that one.
I know you want it. I know you need it. Anyway, so it's called Blurred Lines.
Okay.
So that's the end, right? So I log off. I go on my way, and the next day,
I can already tell what's going to happen.
My son is all disgusted because somehow, as I got into this YouTube,
yeah, it was his account.
I logged into it, so somehow this is on his history.
Yeah,
and he's looked up 10 sexiest movie MILFs, 10, you know. Hottest, you know, sexiest videos.
Did you favorite all of them?
Girls on Film and...
like your dad.
Blurred Line. Well, no, my dad was really into Spanish TV a lot. He was into that and Soul Train.
Well, if I recall, your father was renting certain videos under your name at one point.
Yes, that is true. But he also liked watching Soul Train and American Bandstand as well.
Well, I'm sure he did.
And Spanish TV. I think he enjoyed the naughtiness of it.
Yeah.
I think.
Probably. I just remember a certain video store was calling about your late fees.
Yes, that was a long time ago.
For some porno movies.
Yes, my dad got a video card with my name, rents porn, gets caught by my mom watching porn, throws the porn up on a shelf and forgets about it for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Starts racking up late fees, and they call my mom asking her, you know, oh, Miles owes us quite a bit of money for late fees for some things. And she's like, what kind of movies? And they're like, well, we don't want to get anyone in trouble.
But...
She's like, you already have. So anyway, she goes, you know, how is the name written? They go, it's so sloppy, we can't even read it. Uh-oh. And she exactly who it was, yes.
Yeah. She's like, does Miles have Crocodile Blondie or...
So I've had to do a lot of explaining why Bob Lament wanted me to research all these videos.
Oh, yeah, right. Thanks.
He wanted me to do a movie on a version. And
it's all my fault, yes.
So now it's just funny because he's reading these off. I'm like, he didn't tell me what he's up to. He's just like reading them off. I'm like, oh, that sounds like that shit I was watching the other day. Because it's funny because he mispronounced something. He goes, Duran, Girls on Film.
Yeah.
You know, Duran. Oh, Duran. Duran.
And he's like Scott Thompson's best buds. What's that one about, Dad?
If you see something called Trouble Down Below, it's an Australian war movie.
Yeah.
So now I guess I can't go to YouTube anymore.
Well, I think you need to see if you're logged in or not.
I didn't know he was logged in. Next thing I know, it's like I'm a criminal, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, that's funny.
Funny, all right.
Your poor kid.
He wanted to be on the show so bad, and he backs out on me.
That'll teach him to you know, not log himself out.
Yeah. See, I was just teaching him a lesson.
Yeah, there's a lot of lessons to be taught.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Accidentally.
Oh my goodness, a poor child.
Yeah.
What's going to become of him?
I don't know.
Now you got to do the close.
Oh, here's the close. I'm sorry.
Sound like a pig.